Tens of thousands of people are expected to gather in Miami from November 19th to 21st in a popular mobilization to stop the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the FTAA. The Miami FTAA Summit will bring together trade ministers from 34 countries to push for the implementation of the FTAA, a sweeping trade agreement that would extend the failed NAFTA model of capitalist globalization to the entire Western Hemisphere, minus Cuba. A large mobilization is currently being planned to greet these trade ministers in Miami, with a massive display of opposition and resistance to the FTAA. I spoke with Leslie Kaufman, an organizer active with United for Peace and Justice, one of the main organizations involved in the efforts to confront and oppose the upcoming FTAA summit in Miami. United for Peace and Justice is an organization which came together in the U.S. this last year to build resistance to the war in Iraq. United for Peace and Justice involvement in the growing resistance to the FTAA throughout the hemisphere is making the direct links between the free trade capitalist-style globalization defined in the FTAA and the capitalist militarization and destruction defined through the war on terrorism. In the recent $86 billion bill passed through the U.S. Congress to support the ongoing occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan was included $8.5 million in security funding to prepare for the upcoming popular mobilization against the FTAA in Miami. Here is Leslie Kaufman from United for Peace and Justice.
This is going to be the biggest showdown over globalization since Seattle. It's going to be a massive, diverse mobilization bringing together people from across the United States and also from around the hemisphere. There'll be a lot of people from Latin America and Canada who will be coming to Miami as well. The reasons for opposing the FTAA are many. It's a threat to democracy. It's a threat to people. It's a threat to the planet. It would replace democratically chosen laws that protect labor rights, worker safety, the environment, with a panel of unelected trade bureaucrats who would hear cases, as in NAFTA, brought by corporations who see basic democratic protections as a threat to their profit-making. And because of this, I think, and because of the momentum that there is coming off of Cancun, where the WTO talks were derailed after a group called the Group of 21 of developing countries walked out of the meetings when the U.S. refused to budge on reducing its massive agricultural subsidies, there's a real sense that this is an absolutely strategic moment. With the stalling of the WTO talks, regional trade agreements have become much more important to the forces of quote-unquote free trade, and yet opposition to the entire corporate globalization agenda is growing. So people are coming to Miami in such huge numbers because the stakes are so high and because this battle is one that we can really win. We really have a chance of derailing the FTAA in Miami.
Now, as you mentioned, there's a broad sector of society mobilizing to oppose these meetings. And for instance, the AFL-CIO, one of the largest unions in the United States, is organizing to oppose these meetings. Can you speak about why organizations like the AFL-CIO are opposing the FTAA?
Well, the experience of NAFTA for the United States has been a disaster in terms of jobs. I mean, hundreds of thousands of jobs have been lost. And it's not as if the jobs, you know, simply moved to Mexico where they provided a decent livelihood for the people who were employed when factories moved south of the border. What happened under NAFTA and will happen to in an even larger scale with the FTAA is a massive race to the bottom where companies are moving to places where they can hire workers at wages that do not support their basic needs, where there are minimal, if any, health and safety protections, few, if any, benefits. So what's happened is that the NAFTA and the FTAA, if it passes, have just eroded labor standards throughout the United States. So AFL is mobilizing huge numbers of people for what will be the largest single event in Miami, which is a major march and rally taking place on Thursday, November 20th, which is the first day of the FTAA meetings. They're expecting a really diverse showing, including more than 1,000 retirees who will be coming from across Florida. There'll be a very large immigrant contingent. There'll be students. There'll be, you know, people really from every walk of life.
In terms of capitalist globalization under the FTAA, when we see communities across the hemisphere organizing against this agreement, and many people here in Montreal will remember the FTAA due to the massive demonstrations which took place against the Summit of the Americas in April of 2001 in Quebec City, most people who are organizing to oppose the FTA are clearly saying that they reject this agreement. Indigenous and communities throughout Latin America are organizing on a basis of rejecting this agreement. Maybe can you talk about why in these mobilizations people are flat out saying we don't want the FTAA rather than asking for reforms?
Well, I think that the entire structure of these agreements is so flawed and so profoundly anti-democratic that they're not reformable. You know, the basic structure of these trade agreements is to override democracy, is to override local and national sovereignty by creating a set of agreements that supersede even the constitutions of the countries that are parties to the agreement. And from the experience that people have had already with the WTO, with NAFTA, with some of the bilateral trade agreements, there's a very clear understanding that the losers are always the same. It's always ordinary people, it's the poor, it's indigenous people, it's the environment. These trade agreements are structured in order to maximize corporate power and corporate profit. And they do so by striking a blow at our most basic democratic right. So that's something that's not reformable.
Now, as you mentioned, there's a broad array of organizations and groups around the United States and the world who are organizing to oppose the upcoming Free Trade Area of the Americas Summit in Miami, Florida on November 20th. Can you maybe speak about your organization, United for Peace and Justice? You're a group that came together to oppose the invasion of Iraq. How was it that your organization came to also organize against the FTAA?
Well, yes, we were founded just a year ago to coordinate opposition to the Iraq War in the United States and grew very quickly over the spring to the point where we now have more than 650 member organizations around the country. And when we gathered in June for our first ever national conference and had a chance to talk about, okay, what is our strategy now that the major phase of fighting is over? What kind of organizing do we want to do? There was absolutely broad agreement from our base that our mission is much broader than opposing a single preemptive attack or a single war, that we are opposed to the empire-building agenda of the Bush administration. And to oppose the empire-building agenda of the Bush administration, one has to oppose not just its military face, but also its economic face, which is the push for these corporate-driven trade agreements, such as the FTAA. So work on global justice against corporate globalization was actually voted the number two action priority at our national strategy conference in June, and there's been really very high interest among our base in working on these issues. You know, there are many specific ways that these trade agreements foster militarism and war. They tend to include what are called security exceptions that allow absolutely unrestricted military spending and, in fact, encourage governments to pursue non-military economic goals through military spending. For example, under many of these trade agreements, you typically cannot favor in government procurement companies that are based in your own country. So you couldn't, the United States or Mexico could not favor a Mexican company to, you know, produce the widgets that they need for whatever governmental purpose. But you can do that with military spending. So there are a variety of ways in which these trade agreements specifically promote militarism and war. So that's part of it, but it is, as I said at the beginning, it really is this broader framing of opposing empire and opposing our government's push to dominate the world both militarily and economically.
Now, when we look at the FTAA in opposition to it, we often hear about corporate involvement in public sectors such as healthcare, education, water systems. Now, with the reconstruction of Iraq, we're seeing a very large-scale American corporate involvement in that reconstruction. We're seeing corporations taking up many elements of reconstructing the country, from education to water systems. So maybe can you expand on that reconstruction? One thing was that the Bush administration announced that Iraq could be the stepping stone to creating a free trade zone in the Middle East.
Right. Well, that was one of the first things that the Bush administration announced after May 1st, after the end of major fighting in Iraq, was its intention to turn Iraq into a free trade model in the area. And they have pushed through investment rules, highly controversial investment rules, that open the country wide open to foreign investment in a way that is certain to undercut any kind of local economic development. You know, of course, the level of resistance that there has been to the U.S. occupation and the level of continuing violence and chaos in Iraq has meant that they have not been able to implement their economic plans on anything like the scale that they intended. There are many companies that are very leery of investing in Iraq right now for obvious security reasons. But, you know, the Bush administration sees these connections are absolutely self-evident to them. And this is a bit of a digression, but there was just a piece today in the Palm Beach Post. It turns out that in the $87 billion military spending bill that was just passed yesterday in the Senate and going on to Bush for his signature on Iraq, turns out that there's a line item buried in there for $8 million for security against the protesters at the FTAA. I think is a very telling line item.
So maybe let's end on that note. There are thousands of people, as you mentioned, organizing to oppose the Free Trade Area of the Americas Summit in Miami. There's many demonstrations planned. What are you expecting as an organizer towards these protests?
Well, it's going to be a big challenge because Miami is a very conservative city, and it's not, for example, like Seattle, where there's a large progressive community that can host and welcome the protests. But nonetheless, there will be thousands of people. There will be everything from parades and festivals and teach-ins to massive direct action taking place. There will be, I think, a real attempt to show a vision of an alternative world of ecological sustainability, of peace, cooperation, human dignity. I think you're going to see really a cross-section of U.S. society and kind of representative sampling from folks throughout the hemisphere showing the real depth and breadth of opposition to the FTAA.
You've been listening to an interview with Leslie Kaufman, an organizer active with United for Peace and Justice, one of the many organizations involved in the upcoming mobilization against the FTAA, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, set to take place in Miami from November 19th to 21st. The Miami FTAA Summit will bring together trade ministers from 34 countries to push forward the implementation of the FTAA, a sweeping trade agreement that would extend the failed NAFTA model of capitalist globalization throughout the entire Western Hemisphere, minus Cuba. United for Peace and Justice, amongst many other organizations involved in the mobilization towards the Miami Summit of the FTAA, is making the direct links between the free trade capitalist-style globalization defined in the FTAA and the capitalist militarization and destruction defined in the war on terrorism. To get more information about the Miami mobilization against the FTAA, visit www.unitedforpeace.org. Also visit www.ftaaimc.org. This report has been produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stéphane Christophe.